With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump arrives in the Netherlands for the NATO Summit of World Leaders.
President Trump arriving in the Netherlands Tuesday night for a NATO meeting with world leaders at The Hague. Aboard Air Force One, he told reporters whether he'll commit to NATO mutual defense depends on your definition of Article 5.
You know, I've become friends with many of those leaders, and I'm committed to helping them.
The NATO Secretary General says he has no doubt about the U.S. commitment to Article 5's guarantee, which says an armed attack on one member is an attack on all. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is still negotiating with Israel and Iran en route to the talks. President Trump says he's not in favor of regime change in Iran.
I'd like to see everything calm down as quickly as possible. Regime change takes chaos. And ideally, we don't want to see so much chaos, so we'll see how it does.
The fragile ceasefire between Iran and Israel appears to be holding. The deal initially faltered, and President Trump expressed frustration Tuesday with both sides, saying they've fought for so long and so hard that they do not know what they're doing. Another big story is the sweltering heat that has slammed the East Coast. Temperatures hit 100 degrees or greater in Washington and New York City today. NOAA meteorologist Dave Ross says that urban areas can feel even hotter.
When you get heat waves, urban centers are more disproportionately impacted because of all the buildup, because of the bricks and the asphalt and the pavement. So the bigger the cities are, the bigger the impact of the people who live in the cities.
The forecast calls for at least two more days of record-breaking temperatures. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 507 points today. This is SRN News. New York City Pride is running out of cash.
The organization that runs the Big Apple's notorious gay pride parade says it's short about $750,000 for the June 29th event because sponsors have pulled out. About 25% of NYC Pride's corporate benefactors have quit, including Pepsi, Nissan, and Target. It's all part of the sudden death of woke capitalism, which has seen big firms pull their support for the LGBT agenda amidst a surge of complaints from consumers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report finds that about two-thirds of Jewish students at Columbia University felt discriminated against in the months following the October 2023 terrorist attacks by Hamas on Israel. The latest findings come in the third chapter of an internal review being conducted by the school on its response to the rash of Palestinian protests. About half of Jews at Columbia also report feeling their personal safety was at risk. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Americans' view of the economy took a turn for the worse in June.
Business group The Conference Board said its consumer confidence index fell to 93 in June. That's down from 98.4 in May. The index has been sitting below 100 since March, signaling a pessimistic view. An unpredictable tariff policy has clouded economic forecasts for businesses. The report also showed that consumers' fears of a recession during the next 12 months rose slightly and remain elevated. Damian Troisi, New York.
On Wall Street, stocks climbed near their all-time high after oil prices eased further on hopes that Israel's war with Iran will not damage the global flow of crude oil. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up just over 500 points by the closing bell. The S&P 500 was about 67, and the Nasdaq up 281. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.